This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you. This is the all-new evening edition. Now, Malaysia has finally made her way back to the table at the UN Committee on Women's Rights, and the verdict is in. Yeah, according to reports, Suakam is just not impressed. Yeah. Now, I don't know if you were following hashtag CEDAW and hashtag Agenda Gender on Twitter.
No, of course you were, because, you know, we reminded you about it.
Correct, we did. And you would have been, I guess, following the updates, and it was quite dismal, some of what was coming across, especially on the part of the Malaysian authorities, in that, you know, some of the statements were like, oh, you know, we treat everyone equally, LGBT community, no one is discriminated against. But of course, looking at the headlines and seeing some of the cases in court would easily disprove that statement.
Yeah, that's right. So Suhakam essentially saying that the government delegation was firmly reminded by the committee to take more seriously our responsibilities with respect to reporting to the treaty body, and that reporting to the committee after 12 years is obviously not in the best interest of progress.
Yeah, they also added that they were very disappointed that the Malaysian government delegation appeared uncoordinated in their efforts and responses to the committee. There was evidence of the government mission in Geneva being at a loss to respond, which Suhakam believes may be due to insufficient coordination, which is an incredibly polite and politically correct way of expressing their disappointment, I have to say. Now, to get the lowdown on what happened in Geneva, we're going to the line now where Sharina Sharif is waiting. She's the Sisters in Islam rep that was in Geneva together with other Malaysian NGOs who witnessed the session firsthand. Sharina, I understand that you just got back. Thank you so much for making the time to speak with us. Tell us what happened during the session. What was the atmosphere like?
Well, generally, we, as the NGO coalition, we were anxious, and at the same time, we were very hopeful that the responses of the government would show commitment and political will towards gender equality. But essentially, in terms of how it looked like, it was a very large room in the UN building. The CEDAW committee was sitting in the middle of the hall. One side was the government representatives, and the other side was the NGOs, and for Malaysia, Suhakam also attended. So it was a very formal atmosphere, and as I said, we were very anxious about the session, and at the same time very hopeful that there would be a very positive outcome coming out of it.
Right. Would you say the UN committee was satisfied at all with the answers given by our Malaysian delegation? Did they push for more solid answers, perhaps?
Well, the whole session was public, so I think if anyone had listened in to the proceedings, I think you can safely say that they were not satisfied. They prompted the government responses on several areas many, many times. I think generally what was disappointing is that the government had pre-prepared answers, very run-of-the-mill sort of answers, and that's what their stance was. It wasn't a two-way discussion in that sense. And you can see the committee pushed on so many different issues. Their commitment to the CEDAW process, the fact that they have not acceded to go the optional protocol of the CEDAW, the fact that they did not have any commitments to remove reservations that they have on the CEDAW, the fact that they did not have a gender equality act in place already, considering it was discussed at the last session, which was, you know, 12 years ago, issues of nationality, the status of the fatwa. I think you've seen a lot of discussion on FGM, violence against the LGBT persons, and many, many other areas. I think Islamic laws, for example, inheritance and position of women, equality of women in marriage was also another area which they questioned the committee. And I can't say that they were satisfied with the answers given at all.
So what do you think was the most damning response given by the Malaysian delegation when questioned by the UN committee?
Well, there were many, I think, that showed the lack of coordination, the lack of commitment, and at times I think the complete disjunct with the realities on the ground. So their policies really did not take into account how the society in Malaysia was progressing, and that became very obvious in their responses. I think the damning responses was, you know, when they started quoting laws because they were based on fatwa or because they were based on verses of the Quran, which showed that they did not at all engage in more progressive thinking. The committee kept saying that, you know, in their countries, which were all also OIC countries, practices like FGM were already made illegal. Why isn't Malaysia looking at this issue? What is stopping them? And the answer was merely that, oh, we have policies in place, we have procedures in place, it is done safely, but that is not the issue. The issue is that it is contravention of women's rights and women's health and safety. And this kept cropping up, you know, the fact that, that these are the policies in place and these are the way, this is the way that Malaysia is going to do it in the area of state complicity with violence against LGBT, the issue of inequality in granting nationality to children born from Malaysian mothers overseas, inheritance under Muslim laws. Those are the kind of issues that, that they really answered very poorly.
So given this I guess this performance by the Malaysian delegation, I mean, what can UN do moving forward?
Well, I think this particular process was very good. I think you will see a lot of debate now suddenly surfacing in Malaysia again about women's issues and about women's rights. How much have we moved forward thus far? What is stopping us from moving forward? So, you know, the debate has come alive again. The issue of women's issues is becoming at the national forefront again. So that's a positive development for the short term. In relation to what UN will do coming out of the session, they will prepare a set of recommendations. They call it their concluding observations. And there will be some recommendations that they will make, which the country will have to report on at its next session in 4 years' time. But also something new that they haven't done before is that they will have some interim reports that are required in more urgent areas. So that will have to be done by the government in 2 years. So we as the NGOs, we are hoping that the government will keep to its commitments in terms of reporting and in terms of the reforms that they need to do in order to be CEDAW compliant, you know, by a given time frames. I think one of the issues that we need to see very clearly is their commitment and the political will to make the changes for the good of the women and the marginalized groups in Malaysia.
Thank you very much for that update, Sharina. That was Sharina Sharif from Sisters in Islam. Now, for anyone who wants to keep up with the latest on Malaysia's CEDAW developments, you can join the conversation on the Twitterverse by looking up CEDAW Malaysia. That's CEDAW Malaysia. The CEDAW Malaysia team will be more than happy to answer any of your questions. We've got some Queen coming your way now with I Want to Break Free on the air.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.